Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker, and welcome to Odyssey, a place where great adventures and new discoveries happen. But why take my word for it? You can see for yourself when you join us for today's Adventures in Odyssey.
It's that time of year again. Time for the countywide newspaper contest.
Did you like it? You're in, Emily. The very next edition.
Oh, all right!
Well, she did it. I didn't believe she would, but she did.
It all started at an after-school meeting of the Odyssey Owl, Odyssey Middle School's newspaper. Mr. Burton, the paper's sponsor and editor, had an announcement to make to the staff.
All right. Your attention, please. It's that time of year again. Time for the countywide newspaper contest. As some of you know, it's a competition to determine the best middle school newspaper in the county. Over to our assistant editor, Lucy Cunningham Schultz, for details. Lucy?
Thank you, Mr. Burton. It's pretty straightforward. A panel of judges from around the county will be monitoring all the school newspapers for the next 3 months. At the end of the month, they'll present an award for the best overall newspaper and some specific awards for the best design, best article, and best column, that sort of thing.
Is the contest open to all newspapers?
All middle school newspapers, yes.
Even the Odyssey Voice?
Well, Mr. Burton?
Even though the Odyssey Voice is a cheesy underground newspaper put together by students who wouldn't know good writing from a hole in the ground, and it's a mystery to me why the principal allows it to be published, yes, even they're part of the contest. But I don't think we have to worry about them. Back to you, Lucy.
That's it, really. I just wanted to add that, as assistant editor, I'm determined to do everything I can to get the Odyssey Owl that award this year.
And as your sponsor and editor, you can be sure I'm determined to make sure you do everything you can to get that award.
Okay, let's get to work.
The newspaper staff got busy planning their award-winning strategy under the enthusiasm and determination of Lucy. It should have been an easy victory, but something happened. Something nobody, least of all Lucy, could have expected.
So I think the Odyssey Owl has a better chance of winning this year than any year before.
Well, with you at the helm, I don't doubt it. But what is that other newspaper you mentioned?
The Odyssey Voice.
Huh. I don't think I've ever seen it.
It was started last year by Mr. Baines, our civics teacher. He said the school should have an alternative newspaper that wouldn't just say what the establishment wanted it to.
Oh, I see.
He got a bunch of students together and they put it out. They say it's their battle to promote free speech. Mostly, it's just a bunch of kids complaining about what they don't like about the school.
Well, is that any good?
Sometimes. If they had somebody in charge who knew how to write, then the Odyssey Owl might have something to worry about.
But right now you don't.
I think we'll do all right.
Well, I would say so. I just wish I could say the same for her.
What?
Over there, in that corner booth.
Oh, I've seen her around. She likes to keep to herself. Who is she?
Well, the most I've been able to get out of her is that her name is Emily. She's been coming in for the past few days, but she's always alone, and nobody seems to talk to her.
Yeah. Come to think of it, it's the same way at school. Maybe she's just shy.
I wonder. Say, Lucy, would you do me a favor?
I can guess what it is.
Go over and talk to her. Maybe she just needs somebody her age to say hello. Will you do that for me?
Sure.
Thanks. Let me know what you find out, huh?
Hi, I'm Lucy.
Huh?
I'm Lucy. Okay if I sit down?
Here?
Sure, I mean, if it's all right.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
Your name's Emily.
Yeah, how did you know that?
Mr. Whitaker told me.
Oh.
I've seen you at school.
Me too. I mean, I've seen you at school, too.
Yeah. Oh, well, I guess you live in Odyssey.
Uh-huh.
Well, so do I.
Yeah, me too.
Which is why we go to the same school, I'll bet.
Probably. Did you want to talk to me about something?
Oh, no. No, I just wanted to say hello.
Oh.
Well, I guess that's about it.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice. Well, I guess I should, What are you doing?
Hmm?
That notebook. Were you doing homework?
Oh, no. I was just, writing a little bit.
Writing? Writing what?
Oh, just things. I like to sit and write about what I see. I mean, the people.
Can I see?
No, I don't think...
Please? I like to write, too. It'd be nice to see what somebody else does.
Well, it's not very good.
Oh, don't worry about that.
Lucy read the one or two paragraphs in Emily's notebook and was quite surprised.
Hey, this is good.
You're just being polite.
No, I'm not. I mean, it's kind of rough, but this is really good. He moved to the end of the counter, running his fingers through his hair, a shock white flame on a warm, friendly face. Wit, right?
Uh-huh.
This is good, Emily. Honest. You know, I'm the assistant editor for the Odyssey Owl.
Yeah?
I think you should try to write something for the paper.
No, I don't think I...
You won't have to do it alone. I'll help you.
Really?
Sure. You want to try?
If you really think I can.
I wouldn't say so if I didn't believe it. Let's see what we can come up with.
And so Emily and Lucy put together an article about Wit's End and showed it to Mr. Burton.
You wrote this article with who?
Her name's Emily. Emily Fowler. What do you think?
Not bad. Not bad at all. A little more flowery than I like for the newspaper, but good. You helped her with this?
Only a tiny bit. Most of it's hers.
Hmm.
Will you use it?
No, it still needs some work before I can print it. We're trying to win an award, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Keep working with her, though. Like you said, she definitely has potential. The trick is finding out what kind of writing she does best.
Thanks, Mr. Burton.
So Lucy went back to Emily, and they worked to fix the article. In the process, Lucy tried to teach her the things she'd learned about good writing.
We have to get rid of these excess words.
Excess?
Yeah, we don't need them. Right here. In a hasty manner, he. See, in a hasty manner could be changed to hastily he. It reads better.
Oh, yeah.
They worked hard at Emily's house, in Lucy's room, and at Wit's End, where Lucy made sure to introduce Emily to everyone.
Emily, this is Robin.
Hi, Emily. I've been hearing a lot about you. You want to go bowling with us tonight?
Sure.
Emily soon became popular with the rest of the kids, and within a couple of weeks, her writing was ready for the Odyssey Owl, thanks to her natural talent and Lucy's help.
This is an excellent article, Lucy. I like the angle. Tell Emily I particularly enjoyed the personal spin she put on it. She has a very charming style.
Does that mean...
Yes, I'll be happy to put it in the next edition of the paper.
Great!
You know, with material like this, we should clinch that award. Good job, Lucy.
Oh, it wasn't me, Mr. Burton. It was Emily.
Well, did he like it?
You're in, Emily. The very next edition.
Oh, all right!
He said you have a very charming style and he likes your personality.
You're not just saying that. Please, tell me you're not just saying it.
That's what he said.
Oh, Lucy, I don't believe it.
I told you you were good. And you know what else?
What?
I think you should write your next article alone. You don't need me.
I can't.
Yes, you can. You're good. You know what to do.
But I like spending time with you.
We'll do things together, if you can find the time. But you should write on your own. You need to develop your style. I'll just get in the way now.
Oh, Lucy, I can't believe it. It's you. You did it all.
I did not.
Yes, you did. You helped me to write, and you introduced me to all your friends, and I didn't know anybody, and now... thank you, Lucy.
What are friends for?
For the first time, they both realized how true it was. They had become friends. Close friends. But before long, their friendship would be put to a serious test. A month or so went by. Emily continued to write for the Odyssey Owl and got even more recognition from the students and the teachers at the school. Everyone looked forward to her articles. She was warm and funny, and eventually, Mr. Burton made a decision.
You know, Emily, I've heard that the panel of judges are very impressed with what you've been writing.
I'm doing my best, Mr. Burton.
Well, because of your unique style, I think we should take you off of the news reporting and give you your own column.
You're kidding!
Lucy watched Emily's growing success with a great deal of pleasure. For her, it was like watching a flower open. But the changes Emily experienced brought changes in her relationship with Lucy, too. Hi, Lucy.
Hi, Mr. Whittaker.
What'll it be?
I was wondering if you've seen Emily.
Not today. Is there something wrong?
No. It's just that she's a little late with her article. We were supposed to get it in by the end of the school day, and she didn't turn up.
Oh.
Maybe she got distracted or forgot or something.
Maybe.
It's funny.
Funny?
Yeah. I can't keep track of her anymore.
Oh, that is funny. You two are always together just a couple of weeks ago.
She's gotten real popular, you know. It keeps her busy. It's understandable.
Is it?
Well, yeah. But...
But what?
I thought we were friends apart from anything to do with the paper.
You miss her.
Yeah. Oh, well, she's busy.
Lucy, there's something you might want to think about.
There is?
I don't know about your relationship with Emily or where it'll go, but my experience is that friendship, especially at your age, can be kind of fickle.
Fickle?
Yeah. It can change quickly. Emily went so long without friends that, well, all this new attention might make her head spin a little. She'll move on to other things and, well...
I'll get left behind.
Oh, something like that.
It's okay, Mr. Whittaker. I have things to do, too. I'm really busy with trying to win that award for the Odyssey Owl, and...
Well, I know.
I think we're gonna win. Mr. Burton has already written his acceptance speech.
Well, from what I've seen, you deserve to win it.
Thanks. I guess I'll see you later.
Okay.
And if you see Emily, tell her I was looking for her, will you please?
Of course. See you, Lucy.
Hi, Mr. Burton. You wanted to see me?
I sure did. You better sit down.
What's wrong?
Maybe nothing. I had a conversation, an argument actually, with Emily today.
An argument?
She decided she wants her column to appear on the front page of the Odyssey Owl from now on.
Really?
Yep, she figures her popularity warrants a front page place. I explained to her that the Odyssey Owl is a team effort and that the stories, not individuals, get to be on the front page.
What did she say?
She said if we didn't put her on the front page, she wouldn't write for us anymore.
Oh, no.
I don't know what's gotten into her, but I'd sure like you to talk to her.
Me?
You're my assistant editor. And more important, she is your friend, right?
Yes.
Then talk to her about this, all right? I'd hate to lose her, especially when we're only a couple of weeks away from the judge's decision about the contest winner.
Yes, sir.
I'll get it, Mom. Oh, hi, Lucy.
Hi, Emily. Do you have a minute?
Sure, come on in.
Thanks.
I know why you're here. Mr. Burton sent you, right?
I wanted to come over anyway. I haven't seen you in a long time.
Well, I got kind of busy. You know how it is.
Yeah, I know.
So, is Mr. Burton gonna give me the front page spot or not?
Emily?
I don't get it, Lucy. I'm a good writer. You know better than anybody.
You are, but...
Everybody at school, even the teachers like my stuff. Mr. Burton himself said the panel judges love it. I deserve the front page.
You have to understand, Emily. The front page is reserved for the news.
My column is more popular than news. Ask anybody.
It's the principle of the thing. It would wreck the team to give one person that kind of attention.
Don't you think I deserve it?
I love your writing, Emily. I think you deserve all the good things that have happened to you over the past couple of months. But not the front page.
I thought you were my friend.
I am. That's why I don't understand what's going on. Why are you doing this?
Doing what?
Making demands. What started this whole thing?
The Odyssey Voice said they put my column on the front page if I wrote for them.
What? You're not gonna do it, are you?
Well, that kind of depended on what Mr. Burton said.
But the Odyssey Voice is our competition. If you write for them, then...
They might win the contest? That's what I mean. If I'm that important, then I should get put on the front page of the Owl.
I can't do it, Emily.
Well, I guess that's too bad.
Yeah, it is.
But you're supposed to be my friend.
I did my best, Emily.
Well, she did it. I didn't believe she would, but she did.
It's a good article.
Of course it's a good article, but it's on the front page of The Voice. How could Emily do this to us? The final stretch of the contest, and she double-crossed us. People just don't understand the meaning of loyalty anymore.
She did what she thought she had to do.
That's clear enough, but I still can't believe it. You worked with her. You helped her. If it wasn't for you, she probably wouldn't be writing at all.
Sooner or later, she...
Lucy, you're being very noble to stick up for her, and I appreciate that, but she betrayed us, pure and simple. Doesn't it bother you at all?
Yeah, it bothers me.
Over the next couple of weeks, Emily was on Lucy's mind a lot. And when the day of the awards arrived, Lucy went with a heavy heart.
Hi, Lou.
Well, look at you. What a beautiful dress.
Thank you, Mr. Whitaker.
What's the occasion?
They had the awards ceremony for the best school newspaper this afternoon.
Oh, yes, the big day. So who won?
Well, the judges said they had a hard time deciding, but voted to give the award to the Odyssey Owl.
The Odyssey Owl? Terrific. Congratulations.
Mr. Burton was so excited, he forgot his acceptance speech.
And how about you?
Me what?
Weren't you excited?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you don't sound like it.
I am. It's just that...
Emily?
She was there, sitting with the gang from The Voice. I tried to say hello, but she wouldn't talk to me.
Well, maybe she was upset because they lost.
Maybe.
Lucy, you know, it's none of my business, of course, but have you thought about talking to her again? Not about the newspaper, but your friendship.
I don't think there's anything to talk about. Emily made her choice. She has new friends and all kinds of writing for The Voice to do. It won't make any difference if I talk to her again. I'll miss her, though.
Oh, Lucy. Hey, what do you say we have a big Sunday to celebrate the best school newspaper in the county award for the Odyssey Owl and its assistant editor?
No, thank you, Mr. Whitaker. I think I'll go home and get changed. This dress looks kind of silly in the middle of the afternoon.
Oh, I think it looks pretty.
Thanks, anyway. Bye.
Bye, Lucy. I wish I could say the story had a happy ending, that Lucy and Emily talked and became the best of friends. But that's not how it happened. Oh, they had occasional contact after that, but things were never quite the same. It was a difficult reminder that good friends aren't easily made or kept. And loyalty, being true to a friend no matter what happens, is something to be taken very seriously. Especially since disloyalty can have long-lasting and, well, even heartbreaking consequences. Lucy knows. And it's something I expect to remember for a long, long time.
Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.